It's 7:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Murnoll with KRWG News. New Mexico state health officials on Wednesday announced over 1,300 additional COVID-19 cases and 13 additional deaths related to the virus. 12 were recent. As of Wednesday, there were 490 individuals hospitalized in New Mexico for COVID-19. That's just over 100 more COVID-19 patients than a couple of weeks ago. Federal officials say over 60 migrants were found in a box truck stopped on a highway in the remote Big Bend region of West Texas. In a statement on Wednesday, federal prosecutors say 22-year-old Javier Duarte of Las Cruces was arrested on human trafficking-related charges. The discovery came during a Border Patrol inspection about 200 miles southeast of El Paso. Officials said four of the migrants were children ages 8 to 13, and three others were convicted aggravated felons. On Wednesday, New Mexico economic development officials said they are ready to put into action a 20-year strategy for diversifying the state's economy. Economic Development Secretary Alicia Keys outlined the plan during a luncheon with business leaders that includes a federal grant of $1 million that officials say will go to improving access to capital and economic recovery resources for businesses and communities. The plan also calls for assessing the availability of incubators and startup business resources and creating an online dashboard to track their impact. Now to a local viewpoint, some Republicans have spoken out against a ban on firearms at the New Mexico State Capitol building, better known as the Roundhouse. But others say more firearm safety precautions are needed, especially during a time of frequent threats and mass shootings. Thoughts now from commentator Walt Rubel.
Last week, the New Mexico legislature finally passed a bill banning guns in the state capitol building. Now, they need to provide that same common sense protection for local school boards and city councils. The Legislative Council Committee, which includes leaders from both parties and chambers, and meets each month when the legislature's not in session, passed the new rule on an 8-5 vote, with all Republicans in opposition. Past attempts to ban firearms at the Roundhouse through legislation have failed, following contentious committee hearings that always included people providing public input with rifles slung over their shoulders and pistols strapped to their hips. There are places where firearms just shouldn't be part of the process, and they shouldn't be part of free speech, and the Roundhouse is one of them, Senate Majority Leader Peter Wirth of Santa Fe told the Associated Press. I agree, but so is City Hall. In 2018, the Las Cruces City Council had to move a work session to a building other than City Hall in order to have a discussion about guns without having one side armed to the teeth. An earlier meeting to consider a proposed statement in support of a ban on semi-automatic gun sales attracted well-armed opponents who made their presence known both inside the meeting and outside the building. It's an obvious attempt to stifle debate through unspoken threats of violence. And it worked. The city council tabled the issue. Mayor Ken Miyagashima said that while guns are prohibited in all federal buildings and will now also be banned in the Roundhouse, local governments do not have the authority to restrict weapons in their buildings. Senator George Munoz of Gallup said new threats, such as those following the riot at the United States Capitol on January 6th, have forced the legislature to reconsider its traditionally permissive attitude towards guns. It's the way the world is making us do things now, he explained. Has he not seen what's going on at school board meetings all over the country? I moved to New Mexico shortly after the September 11th attacks, when security was being beefed up everywhere. Going through metal detectors and having our bags checked became a way of life anytime we entered into a crowded space. And so, I was slack-jawed the first time I saw a guy with a gun on his hip waltz past the state police officer stationed at the entrance of the Roundhouse. Code of the West, I was told. Republicans argued that carrying weapons in the Roundhouse was a form of free expression, which is true. But it was an expression wrapped in threat. The new rule will allow more people to express their opinions without fear and will ultimately strengthen our democracy at the state level. The same must be done at the local level. With this week's commentary, I'm Walt Rubel.
Walt Rubel's opinions are his own and do not necessarily reflect the views of KRWG Public Media or NMSU. Marketplace Morning Report is on the way.